At which cemetery are they going to bury him?
На каком кладбище его собираются хоронить? Cemetery – кладбище. To bury – хоронить. At which cemetery are they going to bury him? Вопрос. Are they going to bury him? Ответ. Утверждение. They are going to bury him at the...
At which cemetery are they going to bury him? At the Montefiore Cemetery. That's in Queens.
На кладбище Монтефьор. Это в Квинсе.
At the Montefiore Cemetery. That's in Queens. My grandfather was buried there. I will visit his tomb as well.
Мой дедушка был похоронен там. Я заодно навещу его могилу. My grandfather was buried there. Buried – похоронен. He was buried. Он был похоронен. There – там. I will – я буду. I will visit. To visit – навещать, проведывать. His tomb – as well.
My grandfather was buried there. I will visit his tomb as well. He was a good fellow. Let him rest in peace.
Он был хороший человек. Пусть земля ему будет пухом. Let him rest in peace. Идиома. Пусть земля ему будет пухом. Дословно. Let him rest. Дай ему расслабиться, отдыхать. In peace. В мире. Отдыхать в мире. Let him rest in peace. A good fellow. Хороший человек.
He was a good fellow. Let him rest in peace. I am sorry.
Мои соболезнования. Второе значение I am sorry. Простите.
I am sorry. Are you going to order a tombstone?
Вы будете заказывать памятник?
Are you going to order a tombstone? Did you see his coffin? It's made of very expensive wood.
Вы видели его гроб? Он сделан из очень дорогого дерева. Did you see his coffin? Coffin – гроб. It's made of wood. Он сделан из дерева. Wood – целый класс вещей. Дерево, просто дерево. Артикля нет. It's made of very expensive wood. Он сделан из очень дорогого дерева.
Did you see his coffin? It's made of very expensive wood. They arranged a very honorable funeral for him.
Они устроили ему очень пышные похороны. Honorable – почетные, пышные. They arranged – они устроили. A very honorable funeral – очень почетные похороны. For him – для него.
They arranged a very honorable funeral for him. His coffin was buried in flowers.
Его гроб утопал в цветах. Coffin – гроб, дословно, was buried, был погружен, полностью завален цветами.
His coffin was buried in flowers. His body is dead, but his soul is alive.
Его тело мертво, но его душа жива. Alive – жив. His soul is alive. Его душа жива.
His body is dead, but his soul is alive. The philosophy is such. There is no death, there is only a transition of energy from one substance to another.
Философия такова. Смерти нет. Есть только переход материи из одного вида в другой. There is no death. Смерти нет. There is only a transition. Переход. Transition of energy. Переход энергии. From one substance to another. Из одного вида в другой.
The philosophy is such. There is no death. There is only a transition of energy from one substance to another. He will be forever in our hearts.
Он навеки будет в наших сердцах. Forever, навеки, навсегда. In our hearts, в наших сердцах.
He will be forever in our hearts. Do you believe in ghosts?
Вы верите в привидения, в духов?
Do you believe in ghosts? According to Christian faith, the human spirit will wander around the house for 40 days after the death of the body.
Согласно христианской вере, душа человека будет витать вокруг дома 40 дней после смерти тела. According to Christian faith, согласно христианской вере. According to Freud, по Фрейду, согласно Фрейду. According to Christian faith, faith, вера. Human spirit, человеческий дух, spirit, дух, will wander around the house, будет блуждать, скитаться, to wander, wanderer, скиталец, for 40 days, в течение 40 дней, after the death, после смерти, of the body, после смерти тела.
According to Christian faith, the human spirit will wander around the house for 40 days after the death of the body. I am scared.
Я боюсь.
I am scared. His soul is in heaven.
Его душа на небесах. Heaven, небеса. His soul, его душа.
His soul is in heaven. God forgive him all his sins.
Господи, прости ему все его грехи. To forgive, прощать. Sin, грех. It's a sin, это грех. Forgive him all his sins. Прости ему все его грехи.
God forgive him all his sins. Do you believe in hell? The existence of hell, so to speak.
Вы верите в ад? Существование ада, так сказать. So to speak, так сказать. The existence of hell. Существование ада.
Do you believe in hell? The existence of hell, so to speak. Human existence is full of mystery.
Человеческое существование полно тайн. Mystery, тайна. Mysterious, таинственный. Existence, существование. To exist, существовать. Does such a thing exist in nature? Такое существует в природе. Human existence, человеческое существование.
Human existence is full of mystery. No one knows what awaits us after death.
Никто не знает, что ждет нас после смерти. What awaits us? Что ожидает нас? No one knows. No one, ни один. Knows, знает. Ни один знает, дословный перевод. No one knows. What awaits us? After death, после смерти.
No one knows what awaits us after death. Oh, you are wearing an engagement ring. When did you get engaged? Who is he? Who is she? He bought me a $2,000 ring. He is a doctor, well-educated, financially secure. And who is the bride? I don't know her, although I saw her once. She is very pretty. They say she is from a poor family. Here we go again. The wedding starts, the gossip starts. Did you buy the wedding rings yet? What about the wedding gown for the bride? Did you mail out the invitations? Where are you going to have your wedding? Where are you going to have your reception? At the restaurant, in the catering hall. Did you make all the arrangements? You have to go to City Hall first. Are you going to have a religious ceremony as well? No, only a civil one. Is she a virgin? Who cares? Nowadays things have changed. The bride was smiling all evening long. She looked so happy. I am pregnant. Congratulations. Are you under the doctor's care? I am on maternity leave. There is a maternity store in this area. Don't gain too much weight. You have to eat nutritious food. It's a boy. It's a girl. She gave birth last night. How big is the baby? God, he is huge. 10 pounds. He is so handsome, God bless him. He is in the nursery room. We are all going to the hospital to visit Olga. She had a boy. Oh, congratulations. Can I join you? Why not? Did you get some flowers? Sure. How do you feel? She had a C-section. Are you kidding? Your grandmother brought you a carriage. Is he wet? Grandma will kiss him on his tiny nose. Are you going to breastfeed him? Did you take him to the doctor yet? Are you going to get him a babysitter? No, I will wait until he is 3. Then I will send him to a daycare center. Who passed away? Charles passed away? God forbid. No, our neighbor Max passed away. When did he die? He died yesterday. Such an unexpected death. Heart attack. When is the funeral? The service will start tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Jack's funeral home. Will you be there? Oh, sure, I will definitely be there. He was my close friend. At which cemetery are they going to bury him? At the Montefiore Cemetery. That's in Queens. My grandfather was buried there. I will visit his tomb as well. He was a good fellow. Let him rest in peace. I am sorry. Are you going to order a tombstone? Did you see his coffin? It's made of very expensive wood. They arranged a very honorable funeral for him. His coffin was buried in flowers. His body is dead, but his soul is alive. The philosophy is such. There is no death. There is only a transition of energy from one substance to another. He will be forever in our hearts. Do you believe in ghosts? According to Christian faith, the human spirit will wander around the house for 40 days after the death of the body. I am scared. His soul is in heaven. God, forgive him for all his sins. Do you believe in hell? The existence of hell, so to speak. Human existence is full of mystery. No one knows what awaits us after death. Mini lesson C.
Mini урок C.
College.
Колледж.
To graduate.
Закончить школу. Университет.
College.
Колледж.
Financial aid.
Финансовая помощь.
To afford.
Позволить себе.
Tuition.
Плата за обучение.
To graduate. College. Financial aid. To afford. Tuition. Registration.
Регистрация.
Full time.
Полное время.
Otherwise.
Напротив, иначе.
Dormitory.
Студенческое общежитие.
Term.
Семестр.
Subject.
Предмет.
Registration. Full time. Otherwise. Dormitory. Term. Subject. Chemistry.
Химия.
Biology.
Биология.
Literature.
Литература.
Swimming.
Плавание.
Physiology.
Физиология.
Music.
Музыка.
Art. History.
История искусств.
Chemistry, biology, literature, swimming, physiology, music, art, history, philosophy,
философия,
French,
французский язык,
German,
немецкий,
to study,
изучать,
test,
зачет,
written test,
письменный зачет,
philosophy, French, German, to study, test, written test. What are you going to do after you graduate from high school?
Что ты собираешься делать по окончании школы? What are you going to do? Что ты собираешься, что ты будешь делать? After, после. To graduate from high school, закончить школу.
What are you going to do after you graduate from high school? I am going to enter the university.
Я собираюсь поступить в университет. University, университет. To enter, войти, вступить. I am going to, я собираюсь, я буду.
I am going to enter the university. I am going to go to college.
Я собираюсь идти в колледж.
I am going to go to college. Did you mail out your application yet?
Ты уже послала свои бумаги? Application. Анкета. To mail out. Выслать. Did you mail out? Ты уже выслала? Your application. Твою анкету.
Did you mail out your application yet? Which university did you choose?
Какой университет вы выбрали? Which university? Какой университет? To choose, выбрать. Choose, chose, chosen. Три формы глагола.
Which university did you choose? You have to go to the admissions office to get some information.
Вы должны подойти в приемную, чтобы получить информацию. To get – получать. To get information. You have to go – вы должны идти. To the admissions office. Приемная. Admissions.
You have to go to the admissions office to get some information. Are you going to apply for financial aid?
To apply – обращаться, подавать прошение. Are you going to apply for financial aid? За финансовой помощью.
Are you going to apply for financial aid? Although I don't think I qualify, I still will apply.
Несмотря на то, что я не думаю, что я имею право на это, я все же подам. To qualify for something. Иметь право на что-то. To be qualified. Быть квалифицированным. She is a qualified teacher. Она квалифицированный педагог. Although, несмотря на то, что. Although I don't think I qualify. I still, я все-таки, will apply.
Although I don't think I qualify, I still will apply. The tuition is high. I don't think I can afford it.
Плата за обучение высокая. Я не думаю, что я ее осилю. To afford something, позволить себе что-то. Tuition, плата за обучение. The tuition is high. Плата очень высока.
The tuition is high. I don't think I can afford it. Where is the financial aid office?
Где контора финансовой помощи?
Where is the financial aid office? When is registration day?
Когда день регистрации?
When is registration day? Are you going to be a full-time student?
Вы будете учиться на дневном отделении? По смыслу, а дословно full time – это означает полное время. Полное время учатся только днем. Вечером учатся part time – частично.
Are you going to be a full-time student? Otherwise, you can't get financial aid.
Иначе вы не можете получать финансовую помощь. Otherwise, иначе.
Otherwise, you can't get financial aid. How many credits did you register for?
На сколько кредитов вы зарегистрировались?
How many credits did you register for? When is the first day of school?
Когда первый день занятий?
When is the first day of school? I am going to take a leave of absence this term.
Я возьму академический отпуск в этом семестре. This term. В этом семестре. Leave of absence. Академический отпуск. I am going to take. Я собираюсь взять.
I am going to take a leave of absence this term. What is your tuition?
Какова плата за обучение у тебя?
What is your tuition? What subjects are you taking this term?
Какие предметы ты изучаешь в этом семестре? Дословно, ты берешь. Are you taking this term в этом семестре? Subject – предмет. Subjects – предметы. What subjects – какие предметы? What subjects are you taking this term?
What subjects are you taking this term? I am taking math, chemistry, computer science, and accounting.
Я буду изучать математику, химию, программирование и бухгалтерское дело.
I am taking math, chemistry, computer science, and accounting. Did you pass your midterm exams?
Сдал ли ты экзамены, которые проходят в середине семестра? Midterm exams. Экзамены, которые проходят в середине семестра. To pass. Сдать. To pass the exam. Сдать экзамен. To fail the exam. Провалить экзамен.
Did you pass your midterm exams? When are your finals?
Когда у тебя выпускные экзамены? Finals. Окончательные экзамены.
When are your finals? Are you an undergraduate or graduate student?
Undergraduate student – человек, который еще не закончил четырехгодичного образования. Graduate student – человек, который уже имеет диплом о четырехгодичном образовании.
Are you an undergraduate or graduate student? Who is your professor?
Кто твой профессор, учитель?
Who is your professor? Our professor is a dummy.
Наш преподаватель – тупица. A dummy – тупица. Dumb – тупой. Our – наш. Our professor – наш профессор.
Our professor is a dummy. He is very bright.
Он очень умен. Bright – дословно яркий. Здесь смышленный, умный. О человеке. Bright – значит очень умный. He is very bright.
He is very bright. What is your major?
На кого ты учишься?
What is your major? I am majoring in psychology.
Я учусь на психолога.
I am majoring in psychology. I am a chemistry major.
Я химик по образованию.
I am a chemistry major. I have not decided yet.
Я еще не решил.
I have not decided yet. How many years do you have to go yet?
Сколько лет тебе еще осталось учиться?
How many years do you have to go yet? Are you allowed to smoke in the classroom?
Можно ли курить в классе? To allow. Позволить, разрешить. Allow me to introduce. Позвольте мне представить. Are you allowed?
Are you allowed to smoke in the classroom? Where do you study?
Где ты учишься?
Where do you study? I have a test tomorrow.
У меня завтра контрольная работа.
I have a test tomorrow. What are you going to do after you graduate from high school? I am going to enter the university. I am going to go to college. Did you mail out your application yet? Which university did you choose? You have to go to the admissions office to get some information. Are you going to apply for financial aid? Although I don't think I qualify, I still will apply. The tuition is high. I don't think I can afford it. Where is the financial aid office? When is registration day? Are you going to be a full-time student? Otherwise, you can't get financial aid. How many credits did you register for? When is the first day of school? I am going to take a leave of absence this term. What is your tuition? What subjects are you taking this term? I am taking math, chemistry, computer science, and accounting. Did you pass your midterm exams? When are your finals? Are you an undergraduate or graduate student? Who is your professor? Our professor is a dummy. He is very bright. What is your major? I am majoring in psychology. I am a chemistry major. I have not decided yet. How many years do you have to go yet? Are you allowed to smoke in the classroom? Where do you study? I have a test tomorrow.